Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm Jim Dolan. The Beverly Hillbillies weren't the first hillbillies to invade Hollywood. About 20 years earlier, a woman named Judy Canova had the honor, and we'll hear from her today in Two Gun Gertie, a play from 1946. And in 30 minutes, we'll tell you all about Mary Lee Taylor.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Parrott, Sharon Douglas, the sportsman, Charles Dent and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Last night I met the sweetest boy a girl could ever meet. The moment that he touched my hand, he swept me off my feet. And as I fell, I soon could tell I had him falling too. And even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you, one more dream and he's mine. One more dream and he's mine. 40 winks and methinks he'll be mine. Had him hooked, things looked fine, but he slipped off the line. One more dream, and he's mine. I went to see a moving picture show the other day.
Well, tell us what it was about.
I really couldn't say. My eyes were closed, and as I dozed, the usher grabbed my coat.
Hey!
Among the things I told him, I am now about to quote.
One more dream,
and he's mine.
One more dream, and he's mine. 40 winks, and methinks he'll be mine.
Had him hooked,
things looked fine,
but he slipped off the line.
One more dream, and he's mine!
Well, the morning mail has just arrived, and as our scene opens, Judy's reading a letter to Aunt Aggie. It's a letter that just came from Judy's cousin Sophie back in Cactus Junction.
What does your cousin Sophie have to say, Judy?
Says here, Judy, we miss you. Times are really tough back here. Hardly any crops. The crows are really overrunning the place. It don't do no good to try to fool them with that homely old scarecrow. I sure wish you were back here.
What else does Sophie say in her letter, Judy?
She goes on to say, prices sure are high here. Your Uncle R.T. says it costs him $30 a week to keep himself in nourishment. And when he gets it, the stuff ain't fitting to drink. Judy, you remember Mrs. Foodle? Well, now, I don't know if I remember Mrs. Foodle. Well, I ain't gonna waste no time on that. Says here, she had triplets last week. A boy and a girl. We never did find out what the third one was. 2 days after it was born, it flew away.
Well, it did. Does Sophie say how the crops are this year?
Yep, it says, our crops are failing. Hardly any vegetables.
Judy, if they aren't raising vegetables, how are they getting along?
Well, Sophie says here that she wrote a play to raise money.
What is the play called, Judy?
Sophie calls it, Open the Barn Door, Nellie. Father's Coming Home with a Load. Or, Grandma, Stay in Wisconsin. I Can't Get You a Date with Van Johnson. Yeah, Sophie wants me to put the play on here at the Brentwood Community Playhouse and try to raise money for her.
Judy, Mr. Kearns of the Playhouse is an influential friend of mine. Why don't you go and see him? Maybe he'll give Sophie's play a tryout.
Oh, gee, maybe I can play the leading role. I'm a real actress. Yeah, back home when I was 17, I got up in school and said, to be or not to be, that is the question. Will I be left back again in 2B or get promoted to 3A? I'll go right over to see Mr. Kearns now.
And now, Miss Canova, what is your cousin's play about?
It's a western, Mr. Kearns. It's about Two-Gun Gertie who comes out west to get married. She meets the famous Indian chief, Sitting Bell. And then Sitting Bell...
No, Miss Canova, not Sitting Bell. Bull, bull, bull.
It is not. It's the honest truth. Cross my heart and hope that it is.
Who is Two-Gun Gertie going to marry?
His name's Texas Joe. He calls on Gertie quite regular. For 3 years, he comes over steady every night. But he never goes home that way. He never goes home that way. One night on his way over, he steps on a skunk.
Was he angry?
He sure was. He was highly incensed. Incensed, that is.
Yes, well, it doesn't sound too bad. We'll give it a try out.
Oh, golly, thanks. Can I play Two-Gun Gertie? I could play a gun girl swell. Why, when I was a kid on a cold morning, I could get into my red flannels faster than anybody in the family.
Well, what's that got to do with being a gunfighter?
Well, Pa said I was sure quick on the drawers. Had to be only one pair of flannels in the family.
Well, Miss Canova, you study your part, and we'll put the play on next week.
Judy, it's wonderful. Just think, you'll be in a play, and this play may prove to be Brentwood's biggest production.
Brentwood's biggest production?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Did you hear about the play?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Judy. Say, is there a part in the play for a good cook?
Geranium, you have your job here at home. Are you sure you haven't been neglecting things here? You know, the government wants us all to save excess fat.
Ma'am, I've been doing that for the last 20 years.
Anyway, Geranium, even if you are fat, your boyfriend Pomeroy still likes you.
Oh, yes, Miss Judy. But, lady, when he puts his arms around me, he seems awfully distant.
Well, does he have reason to be distant?
Yeah, honey. He's got a 32-inch reach, and I've got a 52 waist.
Geranium, when I saw Pomeroy leaving last night, he had lipstick on him.
Golly, Geranium, does your lipstick come off easily?
No, Miss Judy. I always put up a fight. It says here.
Say, Geranium, does Pomeroy still call you his cutie pie?
No, Miss Judy. Now he calls me his little honeydew melon.
Little honeydew melon? How come?
He says I'm sweet and mellow. And the older I am, the mushier I get.
Oh, Geranium, you're not so very old. Why, you're just barely sneaking up on 40.
Sneaking up on it? Ha, ha! Honey, I've got it completely surrounded.
Judy, you'd better get busy and study your part for the play.
Okay, Aunt Aggie. Hey, you know something? This fella Tex in the play is really tough.
He's tough?
Yeah, says here, come roundup time, Tex don't brand the cattle. He bites his initials in them. Then Tex robs a grocery store to get food for his best friend who's been eating nothing but dog food for 6 days.
Nothing but dog food for 6 days? What was his friend's name?
Rover. After Tex brings him his food, the little dog looks up at him with his great big brown eyes, almost as if he wanted to say,
pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, there's a part in this play for you.
Oh, Senorita, I have had experience on the stage. I was in the Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater.
The Air Corps at the Burlesque Theater?
See, I had to blow up the balloon for the bubble dancer. Senorita, once I was in the opera in Mexico. See, the curtain went up and I was singing the famous clown song from Pagliacci. And I no more than got started and the curtain came back down again.
Well, what happened? Weren't you singing Pagliacci very well?
Oh, Senorita, I always sing Pagliacci very beautiful.
Well, then why did they ring down the curtain?
Well, that night we was doing Rigoletto. I came out on the stage wearing an old-fashioned costume with tights, Senorita.
Oh, Pedro, I bet you look funny in those tights.
See, they all laughed when I walked out in those tights. And when I sat down, I thought they'd split.
Well, Pedro, you'd better get ready for the theater.
See, I will go now, Senorita. Hasta luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women as old as 50, even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. You see, one full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsmen with their own musical version of the old nursery rhyme, Three Blind Mice.
Three blind mice, see how they run, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife.
She cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life? It's three blind mice.
Well, tonight is the night of the play, which Judy hopes will raise money for Cousin Sophie because of the vegetable shortage back home. Judy's having a last-minute rehearsal at the house.
Okay, Pedro, let's get on with the rehearsal now. As this scene opens, Texas Joe is crawling on hands and knees with his trusty rifle.
Loaded?
Sure, that's why he's crawling.
Well, Senorita, I am ready to go over the sound effects if you will give me my cues. I will be a very good sound effects man, I think.
Okay, Pedro. Now look, on page 2, Two Gun Gertie's waiting for Tex. I'm Two Gun Gertie. I look out the window and say, "It sure looks like a storm. There's thunder and lightning over the mountains." Pedro, there's thunder and lightning. Pedro, I said thunder.
Oh, I got it now, Senorita.
What's that?
Two claps of thunder.
Tex says he's gonna take me to dinner. I'm so hungry my tongue's hanging out. Pedro, it ain't hanging out that far. I won't look my best when Tex gets here. Better file my fingernails. Well, that's what I get for filing them clean down to my engagement ring. Gosh, that Tex is calling me on the telephone now. No, Pedro, the telephone. Pedro, the telephone. You act like you're in a fog. Oh, here comes Tex now in his Model T car. Okay, Pedro, you hold her and I'll milk her. Oh, golly, you're getting this all mixed up.
Oh, Miss Judy.
Yeah, Geranium.
Is Brenda the Bun's coming up the walk? You know, for a girl who don't like you, she sure spends a lot of time here.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm always glad to have Brenda visit with me.
How come?
I feel so good when she leaves. Come in.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Brenda. Say, how do you like my cowboy outfit?
Well, it does set off your figure. And a figure like yours should be set off as far as possible.
Well, just the same, Mr. Kearns, the director, says I have a graceful carriage.
Well, you do have a graceful carriage, darling. But your axles are slightly bent.
Hey, Brenda, if you're so good, why ain't you in the play? You always think you can act.
I don't think. I can act.
Well, I don't think you can act neither.
Miss Canova, I played Summer Stock. Why, our theater had a seating capacity of 1,000, and every night it was SRO, standing room only.
No fooling. In our theater, we took out the orange boxes, put in leather seats, and had a seating capacity of 400 NMS.
NMS?
Yep, no more splinters.
Well, I just dropped in to show you what I'm wearing to the theater tonight. This is a Parisian gown. Oh, it's simply alive with sequins.
Gosh, you better spray it with DDT. Double strength.
Very funny.
Oh, I made it funny. I don't know.
Well, my dear, you may never become an actress, but don't give up.
Oh, me give up, shucks. I don't know the meaning of the word surrender. I don't know the meaning of a lot of other words, either. Gee, I better get over to the theater, or I'll be late for the show. So long, Brenda.
Ladies and gentlemen, the play you are about to witness is an authentic Western written by Miss Sophie Canova. The scene is the Buzzard's Gulch Saloon. It's a cold winter night, and the wind is howling outside.
like a stranger, stranger.
I know, stranger. I am a stranger. But you look even stranger.
What's your name, stranger?
Texas Joe. But everybody calls me Tex.
Where do you hail from, Tex?
Massachusetts. See, it's the coldest night I ever saw. My hands are numb. My feet are numb. I'd sure like to sit down.
You are sitting down. You're colder than you think. What's your business here about, stranger?
I'm a 49er, gal. How old are you?
Don't talk that away to me, Tex. My trigger finger's itchy.
What you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna scratch it. Hey, maybe you don't know who I am, Tex. I'm Two-Gun Gertie, and I'm a rustler.
Gertie, why does a gal like you rustle?
I wear satin petticoats.
Say, how about going riding with me, Gertie?
Tex, I'll have you know I'm a lady.
I know. If I'd have wanted a man to ride with, I'd go home and get my brother.
Ugh, me want 'em fire water.
Who are you?
Me chief running deer. Me run faster than antelope or greyhound. Beat deer by 6 minutes. Beat greyhound by 30 minutes.
How could you beat a greyhound by 30 minutes?
Greyhound have flat tire.
Howdy, stranger. Who are you?
I'm the roughest. I'm the toughest. I'm a murdering polecat. I'm a murdering skunk. Ain't I a stinker?
If you were so tough, you'd shoot some of these good-for-nothing hombres that keep bothering me.
Well, I couldn't kill a man in cold blood. I couldn't shoot a man.
Why not?
There's no water in my pistol.
Howdy, Gertie. Remember me? Your old friend Hanky?
Well, Hanky. Did you just blow in?
Yeah, Gertie, I come clean from Dallas.
You might have been clean when you left, but look at you now.
I got a present for you, Gertie.
Hank, where'd you ever get the money to buy such a pretty present?
Well, you know that diamond necklace some dirty crook stole from the jewelry store? The one they offered the big reward for?
Yep.
Pretty, ain't it? Yeah, spreckin' rich, gal. Got a real bonanza.
A real bonanza?
Yep. And if you marry up with me, I'll split it with you.
Nothing doing. You can't buy my love with a bonanza split.
Gertie, I don't want you talking to this stranger. Hey, you, get her going.
Pay him no mind, Gertie. Why, he wouldn't hurt a flea. The dirty, low-down sidewinder.
Boy! Boys, if there's any shooting, let me in on this. All I said, I wanted to die with my boots on.
How come?
What'd you say?
I said, how come?
I got a hole in my sock.
Stranger, I can beat you. I can beat you with knives or anything. I can beat you carving or running. What shall it be?
I'm carving.
I'm running.
That's fine talk coming from you, Tex. Why don't you fellas throw away your knives and guns and fight like men?
What do you mean, like men?
Oh, with your bare hands.
That's a good idea, Gertie. All right, you varmint. My hands are up. All right, my hands are up. What do we do now?
Oh, let's play patty cake.
We'll be right back.
Judy, how did your cousin's play come out tonight?
Oh, Aunt Aggie, the audience was great. They helped to solve all of Cousin Sophie's problems.
What do you mean?
Well, you remember Sophie wrote that crops were bad and they couldn't get any vegetables?
Yes.
Well, when we finished the play, the stage was covered with them.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Now a message from Colgate tooth powder. A breath of trouble, take it from me, can hurt your popularity. And the worst of it is, you may not dream that you have this breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. All you know is, you're not invited out so often. You seem to be more and more alone. And you don't realize that unpleasing breath is the reason. Well, it's happened to thousands without their knowing. So, be on your guard. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning, and before every date, with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
And now back to Judy Canova, who in response to many requests sings her theme song, which she recently recorded, Go to Sleepy Little Baby.
Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby, daddy's coming home to baby. Stop your crying, daddy will be buying you a shiny little pony. Hush, by the little baby, by and by the little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me, then we'll never be so lonely. Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Hush, by the little baby, by and by the little baby. Daddy's gonna be home with you and me, then we'll never be so lonely. Oh, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you patty, patty cake and ride a shiny little
home. We're a little late, folks. Good night, everybody.
Vern Smith speaking. The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From June 15th, 1946, that's the Judy Canova Show and Two Gun Gertie, a play. Now we'll move on to Mary Lee Taylor. Now, Mary Lee Taylor was a program heard on Saturdays and was a woman's program helping women to cook as well as hearing a soap opera. So that's the combination. The program is sponsored by Pet Milk. So the recipe they give in the here will be for Pet Milk as well. And who knows, maybe the recipe is good. You might want to try it. But you'll have that opportunity because right now it's Mary Lee Taylor from 1948 and Redecorating.
The Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring another story about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and from Mary Lee Taylor's Friendly Kitchen, another money-saving recipe of the week. Just a few more days until Christmas, so hurry and send right now for your free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's holiday recipes, including new, easy recipes for cookies, cakes, candies, and other holiday foods. Just print your name and address and the title of the book, Holiday Recipes, on a postcard, and send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And be sure to send it today. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Glad, as always, to welcome you to this busy, homey kitchen. In just a minute, we'll bring you today's story about Jim and Sally Carter, a story which wouldn't have happened if Sally hadn't decided to make their dingy apartment cheerful and livable. Actually, that decision of Sally's was the beginning of a week in which things moved fast and furiously in the apartment building where the Carters live. But more about that after I tell you just a little something about our recipe of the week.
You know, I could take over that job, Mary Lee, and do very well if I do say so myself. Because today's recipe is for coconut kisses. And believe me, no husband will ever be too tired to appreciate kisses like these. They're so delicious, so easy to eat, they're almost more like, well, like candy than cookies. And how am I doing, Mary Lee?
So well that all I'm going to add is that along with this grand recipe, after the story, I'll also give you some ideas about what you can serve at a help-yourself supper party. And I promise it will be food that's easy to fix and that's easy to serve, so that you, as hostess, can enjoy the party every bit as much as your guests.
And sure as you're a foot high, one of the big reasons why Mary Lee Taylor's food ideas and recipes are always money savers is the kind of milk she uses, Pet Milk. Pet Milk, remember, is whole milk concentrated to double richness. And that double richness makes food taste double good. Yes, and Pet Milk, wonderful as it is, costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. And now let's find out what's going on in the apartment where Jim and Sally Carter live.
When the housing shortage makes it necessary for a young wife to move into a dingy room-and-a-half apartment instead of the kind of place she's been dreaming about, she can do one of two things. She can say, it's only temporary, so why try to fix it up? Or, like most of us, she can do her best to make it cheerful and livable. And that's what Sally Carter has decided to do, in spite of the fact that husband Jim says,
why waste your time, baby? After all, this is strictly temporary. We'll be moving out of this dump as soon as we can find and afford something better.
I know, darling, but these days it's hard to tell whether temporary is going to mean a week or a year. And in the meantime, life is going on and we're living here. We might as well make the best of it.
So Sally went ahead cheerfully with her clean-up, paint-up, fix-up campaign, while the rest of the tenants looked on with amused tolerance and downright skepticism.
Sure, and I don't want to be discouraging you, child, but what's the good of such scrubbing and sprucing in a grimy neighborhood like another month and it'll all be black as Kelly's kettle again?
Dear me, what's that peculiar odor, paint? Paint? Bless my soul, it's the first time this building has known the smell of paint in all the years I've been living here.
What in the world? Why, Sally, what are you trying to do, be a magician? It won't work, darling. You can't wave a few yards of material at these cubbyholes and turn them into anything except cubbyholes.
As your landlady, I suggest you stop that hammering. You're keeping me and all the other tenants awake. And don't forget, you got to pay for any damage you do to this property.
But all this merely acted as a challenge to Sally and sharpened her determination to make the place livable. And finally, there came this weekend when Sally pushed a wisp of hair out of her eyes and said triumphantly,
"Raise the valance a little higher on that end, darling, and we'll have it."
Mm-hmm.
Now. And that does it.
Well, hallelujah, amen, and period. I hope so.
I think it's very effective. Here, come down off that ladder now and come over here. Let's try something.
Huh? Now what?
Now that it's all finished, let's go out in the hall and come in again and see how it might look to somebody seeing it for the first time.
Hmm? What do you expect to see? You know what it's like. And...
I know, but every woman does this. Don't ask me why.
Okay, baby. Come on.
Now, open the door, Jim.
Okay. Seems awful silly, though.
Oh. Jim, I like it.
Yeah, say, it does look good, baby. Those doodads around the window and those plant shelves with the flower pots. Painting that one wall different from the others. Why, that darn place looks downright cheerful.
It really does, doesn't it? Now, when we make a folding screen to hide the sink when we're not using it, maybe a floral pattern out of the cow.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or perhaps I could cover it with material to match the drapes.
Hello, Carter.
Oh, hello, Nikki.
What are you two looking at? Got a mouse in your room?
Nope, we're just admiring our suite at the Waldorf.
Oh. Why, Jim, you are a magician. Well, aren't you clever? Oh, Mrs. Hackett, have you seen how the Carters have fixed up their apartment?
No, I haven't seen it, but I've heard them banging and a-pounding.
Well, come and look. You wouldn't believe it. It's simply knockout.
Huh. Not so bad at that. But you got a spot of paint on the floor over there.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to clean the floor, Mrs. Hackett.
How about painting up my room like this, Mrs. Hackett? You told me you'd redecorate it after the war. Remember?
Well, it does need painting, Mrs. Hackett, and it always looks so swanky this way.
If you want something swanky, move up to one of them apartments on Forest Drive, where they got a doorman and elevators. Or paint it yourself, like the Carters did.
Dear old Mrs. Hackett. Such a sweet character. You know, I didn't realize what a dump I was living in till I saw what you folks did with your place. Jim, I wonder if you'd mind giving me a few pointers on how I could fix my place up.
Me? Oh, why, sure. There's nothing to it, Nikki. I'll show you just how I worked out those bookshelves or anything else you want to know.
Is this the right place to put that shelf, Jim?
Well, I think I'd move it just a little to the left, Nikki. What do you think, Jim?
I think one of you gals better hold this ladder before I wind up with a swan dive into that bucket of paint.
Pardon me, Mrs. Carter. I hope I'm not intruding.
Why, hello, Mr. Jensen. Not at all. What is it?
Well, I've been most interested in seeing what you did with your place and what you're doing with Miss Nichols' apartment here. And accordingly, I've been doing a bit of reading on interior decorating in my spare time down at the bookstore. We've found several ideas that Mrs. Jensen and I would like to try out on our apartment. You wouldn't mind showing us how to go about it?
Oh, Mr. Jensen, will you have any of that gray paint to spare? Mrs. Rarick would like to try some on her wall.
By all means, Nikki. Tell her to help herself. Mrs. Carter's showing my wife how to mix an extra batch right now.
And so Sally's clean up, paint up campaign became contagious, as neighbors were inspired or shamed into trying to outdo each other. And before long, the once dingy old building began to come alive with color and organized activity.
Jim, why don't you and Andy Rarick take charge of the painting detail, and maybe you can get Mr. Jensen and Mr. Gulliver to help you.
Oh, Mr. Gulliver's already painting. Hear him.
Oh, good heavens. Where is he?
In his favorite retreat. Oh, he's painting the bathroom Mediterranean blue so he can enjoy his tub soaking in more inspiring surroundings.
Oh, Mrs. Hackett, do you mind if we paint the halls, too?
Well, you can do it if you want to, but don't be expecting me to pay for any of the paint.
Oh, that's really a worthy idea, Andy, fixing those loose stair treads.
Well, as long as we're fixing the joint up, I thought we might as well go whole hog.
And so, Sally, on behalf of myself and the other inmates, we hereby present you with this monogrammed feather duster as a token of our appreciation for your leadership in starting the clean up, paint up, fix up campaign.
Hackett, now that we've got the place all slicked up, how's for you meeting us halfway by putting in a new hot water heater so we can get away from those lukewarm baths and cold water dishwashing?
Huh. You're getting all the hot water you need. If you ain't satisfied, move.
Yes, I know. Move. Up to one of them fancy apartments on Forest Drive. But after all our work, we like it here. And you must admit the old place looks 100% better.
Huh. Yeah. Guess it's an improvement, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that gives me an idea.
And then the storybooks would probably say they lived happily ever after. But things didn't work out quite that way. And apparently Mrs. Hackett didn't believe in storybooks. Because one day, several weeks later, as Jim was opening the mail...
Bills, nothing but bills. Hmm. I think I'll write myself a personal letter sometime just to break the monotony. And what? Holy cute smoke!
What is it, Jim? What's the matter?
Wait, this note from Mrs. Hackett in our rent notice saying our rent's going to be raised $10 a month.
Well?
Mrs. Hackett, there must be some mistake. I mean, this notice about our rent being raised...
There's no mistake.
Oh, but you can't raise the rent. It's against the law. Rents in Capital City are frozen.
You can raise rents if there's been improvements made in the property.
Improvements?
Yeah. The rent control board sent a fellow out to look over the improvements, and he approved a general rent increase.
What? No, wait a minute.
But Mrs. Hackett, you couldn't. You just couldn't raise our rents after we did all the work.
Rents have been too low here all along. I've been wanting to raise them for years. Now I can.
Wait, you mean you'd actually take advantage of us that way?
Yep.
Just a minute, everybody. Quiet. Calm down, please. Calm down. Now, let's see where we stand. Jensen, you folks have lived here longer than any of the rest of us. Doesn't anybody in this building have a lease?
No, I'm afraid not, Jim. We all seem to have signed these one-way agreements, which defines our responsibility, but that's all for Mrs. Hackett's benefit. There's nothing in it to protect the tenant.
Ah, what a bunch of dopes we are.
Yeah, a lot of good it did us to get fancy ideas. All it got us was a kick in the teeth.
I'm sorry. I guess it was all my fault for starting things.
Sally, it's not your fault, but isn't there something we can do?
Yes, there is. I'll handle this. I'll see a lawyer tomorrow. She can't get away with this. Folks, I've seen a lawyer. It seems in this city, she can get away with it.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but pay.
Not me. I'll sleep in the park. Wait a minute. Please, wait a minute. In a way, I feel responsible for all this, and Well, I think I have an idea. Mr. Jensen, do you happen to have that copy of our rental agreement handy?
Why, yes, here it is.
Good. Now, let me see.
Now, wait, Sally. You don't know anything about rental agreements.
Well, maybe not, but I can read and... Mm-hmm. Here it is. I don't think we have anything to worry about. Listen.
We'll return to Jim and Sally in just half a minute. But right now, a reminder to send to Day Sure for your copy of Mary Lee Taylor's Holiday Recipes. It's yours for the asking, remember, and it's packed with money-saving ideas that'll come in mighty handy during the holidays and for months after. So right after the program, send a card with your name and address and the words Holiday Recipes to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station. And now, back to Jim and Sally Carter.
Well? Oh, it's you. Now, look here, Mrs. Carter. We'll have no more arguments about this rent increase. If you don't like it, you can all move out.
That's
and...
just what we're going to do, Mrs. Hackett.
Huh?
We've all decided to move, and we want to be sure to live up to our rental agreement. So, would you mind coming upstairs to see that we do everything properly?
Do what properly?
Why, carry out this clause where it says, tenants guarantee to leave their apartment in the same condition they found them.
Now, look here.
It's going to be a lot of trouble, but we'll do our best. All right, Jim, you can start now.
Okay, gang, let's get going. Mr. Carrick, you've got the window in? Good. There, you take this hammer and go around and break all the windows that were broken.
And, Nicky, your job is to clog up all the sink drains and take out the light bulbs.
Okay, Sally.
Mr. Jensen, you and Andy take these buckets of paint remover and go to work on the walls and woodwork.
Righto.
And, Mr. Gulliver, you have a cage of mice in the box of ants? Good. Just scatter them around. And, Mrs. Hogan, you can follow up with a bucket of dirt.
Oh, it's a mighty worm.
Wait, stop it, wait a minute, all of you. I've changed my mind.
I take it all back, baby. You've got a pretty good head for business. Of course, you know that business of busting windows and messing up the place generally is strictly illegal.
Mm-hmm. But Mrs. Hackett didn't know. Wasn't it nice of her to cancel the rent increase?
Yeah. And so generous of her to agree on the new leases. Now we've got some rights.
Drop in on Sally and Jim Carter again next week. But right now, let's join Mary Lee Taylor, because if you like to get kisses from your husband, it's a good idea to give him coconut kisses made the pet milk way. And the place to find out how to make these coconut kisses is Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen.
Come right in, Del King, and take a look at the coconut kisses here in the dish.
Oh, brother!
I wish all of you could see them. They're so pretty because the coconut is sort of golden-tipped from baking, and the cookies are studded with red cherries and dark brown raisins. And you can actually make these delicious coconut kisses for just 25 cents a dozen.
But is it a lot of work?
Well, that's the other wonderful thing about it. The recipe is so easy, even a teenager can make these cookies perfectly the very first time she tries. You just mix all the ingredients together, then drop onto a baking sheet and bake for 20 minutes.
Doesn't even take long, huh?
No. And for a serve-yourself supper party, can you imagine anything better to serve than chicken a la king in toasted cheese cases with...
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, we were talking about coconut kisses.
I know, and we'll get back to the kisses in a minute. But first, I want to help our listeners plan party food that's easy to serve.
Oh, well, so we start with chicken a la king in, what'd you say?
Toasted cheese cases.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the recipe for these good-to-eat containers for the chicken a la king is in our book of holiday recipes. Oh, there's also a wonderful recipe for chicken a la king in that same book.
And if everybody does what I told them to do, they'll send for a copy of holiday recipes today. But about this party now,
We'll also have a big bowl of fruit salad with a colorful dressing, like whipped cranberry dressing.
And if you don't know how to make it, Mary Lee Taylor can tell you how, I'll bet you.
Then we'll have a relish dish with olives and pickles and celery. And for dessert, ice cream and
coconut kisses and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound good?
You bet it does, Mary Lee. But just about the best part of that lineup is the coconut kisses, and we still don't know how to make them.
And that's what I'm going to tell you right now.
So at the top of this sheet of paper, I'll write Mary Lee Taylor's pet recipe for coconut kisses. Proceed.
First, you mix together the following ingredients. 1 cup of sugar.
Mix. 1 cup sugar. Yes'm, I've got it.
1/4 cup all-purpose flour.
1/4 cup all-purpose flour. Okay, and don't forget pet milk, the all-purpose milk.
Oh, we'll get to that. But along with that sugar and flour, write down 1/2 teaspoon salt.
Okay, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Go ahead.
1/2 cup seedless raisins.
1/2 cup seedless raisins. All right, next.
1/2 cup candied cherries, quartered.
1/2 cup candied cherries, quartered. And Mary Lee does it with a pair of scissors. There's nothing to it. All right, what else, Mary Lee?
3 cups shredded coconut.
3 cups shredded coconut. Now, that's sugar, flour, salt, raisins, cherries, and coconut all mixed together.
That's right. Then, stir in 1/2 cup pet milk.
Stir in 1/2 cup pet, P-E-T, pet milk, most important ingredient in the whole recipe.
And 1 teaspoon of vanilla.
Okay. Stir in 1/2 cup pet milk. I have that. And 1 teaspoon vanilla.
Then mix well and drop from a teaspoon.
Mix well and drop from a teaspoon to where?
Onto a well-greased and floured baking sheet.
A well-greased and floured baking sheet. Okay, I've got that all right.
Then bake 20 minutes or until light brown in a moderately slow oven, 350 degrees.
Bake 20 minutes or until light brown in
moderately slow oven, 350 degrees.
Oh, okay.
Remove from the pan while still warm and shape into balls with your fingers. And this recipe makes 3 dozen coconut kisses.
Well, that is an easy recipe. Bet if I just took a notion, I could make coconut kisses myself.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Now, it is important, when you drop the coconut mixture onto the baking sheet, that you drop each little teaspoonful about 2 inches apart to allow room for spreading while they bake. Another tip, those coconut kisses are also delicious, made with diced candied pineapple in place of the cut-up candied cherry.
Mmm, I'll bet they are.
And the coconut you use should be the bulk kind, or the kind that comes in cans. 1/2 pound will give you the 3 cups of shredded coconut needed to make the 3 dozen coconut kisses.
And the milk you use for making those coconut kisses should be pet milk. Good, sweet, whole milk concentrated to double richness. Pet milk, the double-rich milk that makes any cookies or candy double good. Pet milk, the money-saving all-purpose milk that Mary Lee Taylor always uses.
And now one more tip about the coconut kisses. To drop the cookies, pick up a spoonful of the mixture with 1 teaspoon, then scrape it out of the spoon and onto the baking sheet with another teaspoon. And bake the cookies on an oven shelf slightly above the center, and they'll brown just right in 20 minutes.
Well, there's something I'd like to know, Mary Lee. How come you have to shape the cookies after they're baked? Why don't you make them into balls beforehand?
Because during the baking, they naturally soften and spread a little.
Shaping them into neat round balls with your fingers takes only a second or two and makes them look more tempting when you serve them.
Well, I've got to admit, they look plenty tempting.
And, Dell, do you know that with the book of holiday recipes we're offering to our listeners, you can make all sorts of delicious Christmas candies and cookies at a big saving in money?
Well, yes, sure.
For example, you can make 3 dozen chocolate marshmallow balls for about 79 cents. And you'd pay $1 to $1.50 for this candy in stores.
And it couldn't be as good.
And you can make 2½ dozen stuffed dates for just 38 cents. And 1⅓ pounds of plain fudge for only 19 cents. And any one of these makes a wonderful Christmas present.
See, now there's an idea for you. And for the fail-proof recipes that make candy and cookie making easy, be sure to send today for holiday recipes. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, Carol This Station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. Now, in just a minute, Mary Lee will tell you something about next week's show and give you today's recipe for happiness. But first, a reminder to tune in tonight for Vic Damone. Yes, it's Vic Damone on the Pet Milk Show with the Serenaders and Gus Henschen's Pet Milk Orchestra. A half hour of the songs you love best broadcast over this same NBC station. Don't miss it tonight.
And do join us next Saturday morning when we bring you another story about Jim and Sally Carter. An entertaining and very human story called Home for Christmas.
And how about next Saturday's recipe of the week?
It's one of the most famous of all pet recipes for a traditional holiday beverage made extra good with pet milk.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. I'm the salesman here. I'm the one who says, don't forget to buy pet milk. It's wonderful. It makes food extra good. It's grand in coffee. But now is not the time to say it. Now is the time for today's recipe for happiness.
And here it is. Happiness sneaks in through a door you didn't know you left open. And now until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. When it's milk you need, get Pet Milk. Milk that gives you a double measure of the wonderful protective substances that make milk one of nature's most nearly perfect foods. For cooking, for coffee, for baby's bottles, your money can't buy better milk than Pet Milk. Pet Milk is the all-family, all-purpose milk that has been a favorite in millions of homes for more than 3 generations. And you save money when you use Pet Milk, because pet costs less, generally, than any other form of milk. So when it's milk you need, get pet. The Mary Lee Taylor Program is directed by Al Chan. Del King speaking.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.